Somebody was passing through the market. And Amart approached him and told him, here, take some figs as a gift. The recipient of these figs can eat the figs in achilas arai, temporary type of achila, without taking off trumos and maizos. The reason being that we had previously a produce that was not yet taken into the house, it's mutter to eat achilas arai without taking off trumos and maizos, even if the gemar malacha was already done. And this Amart had not yet taken the produce into the house. So therefore, the recipient of the figs can eat them in achilas arai without taking off trumas and maizos. Now, even though we also had that if you sell the produce, even if they weren't taken into the house, you cannot eat in achilas arai without taking off trumas and maizos. But in this case, he didn't buy the produce. He received them as a gift, and that's different than a sale. So therefore, the recipient is allowed to eat in achilas arai. Lefikach, in mechnisu lebateyem mitak nevada. Therefore, since the person who gave him the figs had not yet brought the figs into his house, if the recipient of the figs did not eat the figs out in the market, instead he first brought them into his house, he would have to take off trumas and maizes from the produce, even if he only wants to eat achilas arai, because once he brings them into the house, he's no longer allowed to eat achilas arai. And when he does take off the trumas and maizes, he takes them off vandai. You need to say, we know for certain that the Amart didn't take off the trumas and maizes, since the Amart had not yet brought them into the house, so therefore he has to take off both truma and the miser, as opposed to when you buy produce from an Amart, that you have a suffix whether he took off the misers or not. In such a case, when you take off the misers, it's called the mai. That's when you have a suffix, and when you have a suffix, you only have to take off the miser, not the truma, and the miser you're allowed to keep for yourself, as the mai has different dinim than vadai. In this case, when you take off the misers, it's not the mai at all, it's the vadai. We know for sure that the Amar did not take off the Truma and Maiser, so therefore it has the denim of Truma and Maiser Vaga. But if the Amar told the person who is receiving the fig, go take these figs and bring them into your house, in such a case the recipient of the figs cannot even eat Nachilas Arai from the figs, even if he wants to eat them in the market. And since the Amar is telling him to take the figs into the house, the implication of the word of the Amar is that these figs were higher than miser, and I did take off the trumas and misers already from the figs, so go ahead and take them into your house. You can eat them into your house, since I've already taken off the trumas and misers. Now, Amar did not believe when Amar said that he took off trumas and misers. We believe in that he took off truma, but not that he took off misers. So therefore, since Amar is telling him that I've already brought them into the house, but I've taken off the trumas and misers, he's only believed in that which he brought them into the house. That we can believe him, that he had already brought them into the house, but we can't believe him that he took off the misers. So therefore, since Amar is saying that he brought them into the house, he no longer is allowed to eat achilas arai, even if he wants to eat them in the market. Lefikach emechnisu lebatem ena metakin ela demai. So therefore, if the recipient of the figs brings them into his house and wants to eat them, he doesn't have to take off maizros. But the maizros that he takes off is demai. He takes off maizros misafik. If the Amar did tell him that he took off maizros, so there is a suffix. Maybe the Amar did take off maizros, but we can't believe the Amar completely. So therefore, we have to take off maizros misafik. He would take off maizorishon. The maizorishon he could keep, but before he eats the maizorishon, he has to take off trumas maizros from the maizorishon and give it to the coin. That's the din of demai. The din of demai is that we can believe that the Amar took off truma, but not that he took off miser. But since it's only a suffix whether the Amar took off miser or not, the person who receives the produce from the Amar can keep the miserishon that he takes off. He doesn't have to give it to the levy, but he first has to take off truma's miser from that miserishon and give it to the coin. Somebody was sitting in a gate or in a store, and he has some produce outside the gate or the store that he is selling. That produce has not yet been brought into the gate or into the store. And the person told a passerby, take for yourself some figs as a gift. The person who received the figs as a gift can bring those figs into the gate or into the store, and he would not have to take off trumas or maizros if he only wants to eat an achilas arai. And even though he is bringing them into the gate or into the store, it's not his gate, it's not his store. So therefore, it would not cause him to be chayav in trumas or maizros. That which we said, that when you bring produce into your house, that would cause you to be chayav in trumas or maizros, that's only if it's your own house. But this is not his own gate, it's not his own store. So therefore, he would be allowed to eat an achilas arai from the produce. But if the person wanted the gate or the store wants to bring some of the produce into the gate or the store to eat it himself, in such a case, he would be chayav to take out tumors and meisers, even if he only wants to eat an achila sarai. As soon as he brings it into the store, it is now chayav in tumors and meisers. Rabbi Yehuda paiter achi after his pana, o achi yeshana makam yeshivasa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even the person who owns the store, and he wants to bring the produce into the store, if he eats the produce in the store, he's allowed to eat achila sarai, that taking off tumas and meisers, unless when he eats the produce he turns his face, or he eats the produce in a place that he doesn't normally sit. As according to Rabbi Yehuda, the storekeeper is embarrassed to eat in his regular place in the store, since it's a public place and people come in and out. And since it's embarrassing for him to eat in the store, when he brings the parents into the store, it would not cause him to be chayv in tumas and meisers, since the store is not a comfortable place for him to eat, unless he eats it by turning his face, or he eats in a different place than he sits. In such a case, he can eat much more comfortably, and if he does eat the produce when he turns his face, or he sits in a different place than he normally sits, in such a case, he would be chayav to take off tumas and meisers, even if he wants to eat nachilas arayim.